Welcome in. Today, we're doing a very jungle-specific, very practical little lab in Ableton Live 12, building a classic dub siren that cuts through your breakbeat without blowing up your mix, and without blowing up your CPU. This is beginner-friendly, and we're keeping it stock. No third-party plugins, no 10 reverbs per track nonsense. You're going to end with one efficient siren rack, shared reverb and delay on return tracks, and a simple balancing workflow you can reuse in every breakbeats or drum and bass session. Alright, let's set the vibe. First, project setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I'm going to pick 170, because it's a sweet spot for jungle and a lot of classic break work. Now create three tracks, an audio track for your breakbeat loop, a MIDI track for bass if you've got one handy, and a MIDI track for the dub siren. Before we even touch the siren, here's the CPU rule for today. We're going to use one global reverb return and one global delay return. That way, you're not duplicating heavy effects every time you add a new sound or new variation. This is how people keep sessions fast and playable. Now load your break. Drag in something classic, like the Amen, Think, or any break loop you like. Turn warp on, and set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be set to transient so it stays crisp when the tempo changes. If you want extra movement, you can add a groove from the groove pool, something MPC-ish, but keep the amount subtle. 10 to 20% is plenty. If you overdue swing on jungle, it can start to feel sloppy instead of rolling. Now quick mix sanity check. Put a utility on the break track and pull the gain down to about minus 6 dB. This is not because the break should be quiet. This is because headroom is your best friend when you're adding loud, hype elements like sirens. We're getting ourselves space to make the siren exciting without slamming the master. Cool. Break is rolling. Now we build the siren. Create a new MIDI track and name it DUB Siren. Load operator. We are using operator because it's extremely CPU light and it's perfect for that straightforward Wii U pitch envelope behavior. In operator, keep it simple. Use a basic algorithm where oscillator A goes straight to output. On oscillator A, choose a sine wave that gives you a pure core tone. Now the signature move. The pitch envelope. Turn on pitch envelope. Set the amount somewhere between plus 12 and plus 24 semitones. A nice starting point is around plus 19 semitones. Then set decay somewhere between 250 and 600 milliseconds. Dart at about 400 milliseconds. That decay time is basically the personality of the siren. Shorter decay feels more like a sharp mechanical chirp. Longer decay feels more like a rising warning. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a stab, not a held organ note. Set attack to about 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't get a click. Decay around 800 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, negative infinity, so the note naturally fades after the decay. Release around 150 to 300 milliseconds, so it doesn't feel cut off like a gate. At this point, if you draw a MIDI note and hit play, you should already hear a basic siren stab. Not huge yet, but it's doing the thing. Now add movement, but keep it cheap. You can use operator's built-in LFO. Set the rate to something like 1/8 or 1/4, synced. Keep the amount subtle, like 5 to 15%. You can modulate pitch slightly or even filter if you decide to filter later. The goal is motion, not seasickness. Now we make it sound like jungle. Jungle sirens are rarely clean. They usually have some grit and weight, but controlled. After operator, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Start with about 4 dB of drive. Turn on soft clip. That's a big one, because sirens can generate nasty peaks, and soft clip rounds them off in a musical way. Then adjust the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. If you added drive, you often need to pull output down 3 to 6 dB. Next, add auto filter. This is the hand sweep vibe. Choose LP24 if you want a heavier, classic low-pass sweep, or choose band pass if you want a more nasal, talking siren. Set resonance around 20 to 35%. Don't overdue resonance, because it gets harsh fast, especially once the break and hats are playing. Now here's a really important workflow move. Group this into an instrument rack and map the auto filter frequency to macro 1. Name macro 1 sweep. The reason we do this is simple. You're going to perform and automate this like an instrument. It keeps you out of tiny device knobs, and it makes arranging much faster. Alright, now we do the CPU smart space setup. Create return track and name it jungle verb. On that return, put EQ8 first. High pass the reverb around 180 to 300 Hz. Reverb low end is where mixes go to die, especially with fast breaks. If it gets harsh, you can also dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz, just gently. After EQ8, Add hybrid reverb, but keep it in reverb mode, not convolution. Convolution is beautiful but heavier. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Medium size. Early reflections low. Keep quality normal. We're not trying to render a cathedral. We're trying to create dub space without mud. Now return track B. Name it dub delay. Add echo. Turn sync on. Choose either 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Jungle loves dotted delays because they dance around the groove. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. Then filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. That keeps the repeats from fighting your kick, snare, and hats. After echo on the delay return, add utility. Set width somewhere around 80 to 120%. This is your stereo discipline knob. Too wide and you get facey, and your siren disappears in mono. We'll check that later. Now go back to your dub siren track. Turn up the sends gently. Start the reverb send around minus 18 dB, and the delay send around minus 15 dB. These are starting points. The real lesson is how you balance them with the break playing. Now we enter the balance lab. This is the part that makes your siren sound professional instead of random loud noise. First rule, do your balancing at drop volume. Not in solo. Do not solo the siren and make it sound amazing by itself. That's how you end up with something too bright, too wide, too wet, and it will bully your break and bass. Keep the break playing. If you have bass, keep it playing too. On the siren track, put a utility at the end of the chain for gain staging. Adjust so your siren peaks around minus 12 to minus 9 dB on the track meter before any master limiting. And here's the mindset. In jungle, sirens should feel loud emotionally, not numerically. If you need it more hype, often the answer is tone and timing, not raw level. Now ek. Add EQ8 after saturator. High pass the siren around 120 to 200 Hz. That is huge. You do not want the siren occupying sub and low bass space. That's for your bass line and the weight of the break. Next, pick a target pocket. This is a coach tip that saves mixes. Your snare usually lives with body around 180 to 250 Hz. And snap somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz zone. Decide where your siren will lead. Either make it a mid-range leader around 800 Hz to 2 kHz, or give it upper bite around 2 to 4 kHz. The mistake is planting the siren exactly where the snare snap is and then wondering why everything sounds smaller. So, if the siren is harsh, dip 3 to 6 kHz by 2 to 4 dB. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 600 Hz. If it disappears on small speakers, try a tiny boost around 1 to 2 kHz, 1 or 2 dB only. Now dynamics. We're not trying to smash the siren. We're trying to keep peaks from randomly jumping out. Use glue compressor gently. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2:1. Lower the threshold until you see just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Keep makeup gain off and match level manually. If you want it even simpler, use a limiter and set the ceiling to minus 1 dB, and make sure it's only catching occasional spikes. Here's the reference limiter mindset. If the siren is constantly hammering the limiter, that's not power. That's lack of control. Pull the level down, adjust saturation, adjust the filter, and let it breathe. Now stereo and mono checking. Temporary trick. Put a utility on the master and set width to 0%. This makes your whole mix mono. If your siren suddenly vanishes, that means your width strategy is working against you. Fix it by reducing width on the delay return, and by keeping the siren strike or more centered. You want the fun to be wide, but the identity to survive in mono. Next, arrangement. This is where the siren becomes jungle, not random synth. Try a 16-bar pattern. Bars 1 to 8. Tease. Full break playing. Use short siren stabs every 2 bars. Keep it sparse. On the last stab in bar 8, increase the delay send a little so it throws into the next section. Bars 9 to 16, pressure. Hold longer notes, like 1 bar notes, and slowly automate macro 1 sweep upward. Then on bar 16, cut the siren a quarter bar early. That little moment of negative space makes the drop hit harder, without changing your master chain at all. Classic move, push reverb send up on the last siren hit before the drop. Then snap it back to zero right at the drop. That wet into dry contrast is basically a jungle cheat code. Now, a CPU discipline reminder, anytime you think, I'll duplicate the siren track for validation, stop. Duplicate the MIDI clip instead. Keep one siren instrument, and automate the macros and send levels for validation. One instrument plus automation is almost always cheaper and cleaner than 2 full siren chains. Once the vibe is right, freeze early, not late. Beginners keep everything lev until the session starts lagging, and then they're afraid to commit. Don't do that. Freeze the siren track, flatten it if you want, and keep waiting. Let's do a quick practice exercise you can actually finish fast. Set a 15-minute timer. Build the rack exactly like we did. Then program 16 bars. In bars 1 to 8, put stabs on bar 1 and bar 5. In bars 9 to 16, do 1 bar held notes on bars 9, 11, 13, and 15. Automate sweep rising from around 600 HZ up to about 2.5K HZ across bars 9 to 16. Then on bar 16 only, push the delay send up for that one moment. Then freeze and flatten the siren to audio. Chop out your best 4 hits and save them as one shots. That's how you build your own jungle toolbox without stacking more plugins and more CPU. Optional spice, still low CPU, if you want a pirate radio edge. Add redux very subtly after saturator. Or do a megaphone band limit with EQ8, high pass around 250 to 400, low pass around 4 to 6K, then a touch more drive. It'll cut through without needing more volume. Alright, recap. You built a classic operator dub siren, with a pitch envelope doing the Wii U. You kept CPU low by using return track, reverb and delay instead of inserting them everywhere. You balanced it with a repeatable chain. Gain staging, EQ to stay out of the break and snares way, gentle peak control and then controlled send effects. And you arranged it like real jungle, punctuation and tension, not constant siren for 16 bars straight.